Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I got a text message here. You can text the show 713-572-4610. I think I know why they're bringing this up. We'll get to Jimmy Ward here in just a second. Someone's texting in, isn't Cam Smith a true third baseman? He is. He is a third baseman he was raised a third baseman. I think they're asking that because he made another spectacular play in the outfield last night.
Yeah, and if I recall properly, he wasn't necessarily a great infielder in college, just based on errors and whatnot, but there are some conditions attached to that. I'd rather see Cam Smith continue to just be on the groove he's on playing in right field and see Dubon or whomever else at third base.
Oh, for sure.
As long as Paredes is out. Yeah.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why. Okay. Thank you, Seth. That's why they're asking it. The texter is implying that they could move Cam Smith over to third. But I thought they were just saying, hey,
it's
isn't
just
he
a random question?
The entirety of the text is, isn't Cam Smith a true third baseman?
Yeah,
and my
yeah.
first thought about Cam Smith in the game last night was he made a couple really good plays in right field.
Yeah.
So I thought
yeah.
it was a compliment to Cam Smith. Like, wow, this yeah. guy's a third baseman. And he really is this season. He's not playing a gold glove level right field. He's made mistakes, but man, he has far exceeded my expectations for him in right field.
I don't want to listen. I know this is a crazy take, but I think Cam Smith's upside as an outfielder is higher than Jose Altuve's. Call me crazy.
Hey, man, Altuve made a good play last night, too, but yes.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not like he can't make nice plays.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like when Tim Tebow would make a nice throw.
Yeah.
You're
kind of
like,
all right,
let's look at the whole thing in its entirety.
Yeah. No, I mean, if the texter's point is, yeah, you can slide Cam over to third base so his bat stays in the lineup and maybe there's a better solution for right field than there is to just replace somebody and bringing Dubon in and putting him at third base because Dubon is a sub 600 OPS guy.
Yeah.
I get all that. Yeah, the bottom line is you're gonna if Isak Paredes has to miss any amount of time, you're gonna miss that power back because this is a lineup that does not have a lot of power with no Yordan Alvarez. Cam Smith himself has not hit a home run since April 18th. I mean, we're coming up on 2 months and Cam Smith was supposed to be one of the more if he was going to be in the lineup every day, part of what he was bringing to the table was a power bat at least, and he's got 3 home runs this year so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be that guy. He's a rookie. This is not shade at Cam Smith. This is just the fact of the matter with the Astros lineup is your power is coming from Isak Paredes, Jeremy Peña, and occasionally Christian Walker. And outside of that, there is not a lot of home run. There's not a lot of what they call slug in this lineup right now. So
yeah,
so it's a problem.
Let's see. At third base, Cam is you know, has fringy speed. This is his report coming out.
Okay.
Has fringy speed and shows decent range and plus arm strength at third base. Okay. Though he's an erratic defender at the hot corner and inconsistent with the accuracy of his throws.
Okay.
The excitement about Cam was largely because of his offensive prowess. But now that athleticism that he has with that length in the outfield, I think it might I'd kind of forgotten about even having the debate about whether he should be a third baseman or an outfielder, because I feel like he's doing so well and on such a good trajectory now that I don't want to mess with that.
He looks way more like a right fielder than he does a third baseman. I mean, he's got long limbs, he's tall, you know, it's just so. All right, Jimmy Ward, the fallout from Jimmy Ward yesterday. If you missed it yesterday, at about 8:30 or so yesterday, news came out that Jimmy Ward had been arrested at 5:30 in the morning, Thursday morning. And now we know what the charges are. We know some of the details, at least the allegations. The official charges against Jimmy Ward, Texan safety, assault, family violence, and impeding breathing and circulation, which is a third degree felony. So,
basically is interpreted as choking.
Choking somebody, so we get to the actual, in plain English, details of this. The victim the alleged victim is Jimmy Ward's fiance, and she's alleging that Jimmy Ward assaulted, strangled, and threatened her at their home in Magnolia yesterday. So that's where we are with that right now. There was footage of Jimmy Ward leaving the jail yesterday, getting into a car. Somebody picked him up at the jail and drove off, and that's where we are right now. We're still waiting on details. We're into a dead period now, Seth, where we're not going to hear from anybody from the team for a long, long time with conventional football stuff. You know, if there were a practice today, D'Amico Ryans would probably be getting up in front of a mic and be getting hit with questions about this thing, but we're not in that part of the calendar right now.
Well, and you're also at the point where I think the organization legitimately can't say anything except that we're going to look into it, and we've got to... The league, as far as the NFL goes, the NFL generally waits for the legal process to play out. The team can do whatever they want in terms of figuring out exactly what's going on, what's the legitimacy, or what's the situation look like. And then they might make a decision sometime in the next 5 weeks without really us knowing much about it all while it's going on. As it is with any of these situations, you can't rush to judgment. You have no idea exactly what happened. You don't want to called either side guilty or lying or anything until you just get a little bit more detail. I think given how most NFL teams would operate, if they do feel that it is legitimately a case of, you know, Jimmy Ward inflicting some kind of violence on his fiance, I'm guessing he's going to get that. In that situation, he would get cut.
Yeah.
But we have no idea at this point. I mean, most of the questions I got yesterday are the Texans going to cut him now? Like, I'm sorry. I hate to go all Astros injury report on you. There's absolutely no possible way of knowing exactly how they're going to handle this.
I mean,
we don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's a sensitive issue. I mean, Jimmy Ward was arrested and he hadn't said anything about it yet. I don't think his lawyers, yesterday the story was, Seth, the report in the Chronicle was that they weren't sure if Jimmy Ward had legal representation. So we haven't even heard from a lawyer yet on this thing either with Jimmy Ward.
I didn't watch the video of him getting picked up at the courthouse. What was he? What was the car that picked him up?
It was a Mercedes. It was a black.
Oh.
It was a black. I think a black Mercedes. It was definitely a Mercedes. It was like a dark Mercedes picked him up. And he got into the car on the passenger side. So somebody was picking him up at the jail yesterday.
Could have been Uber Black.
Do you get in the front with an Uber Black?
I think Jimmy Ward might. He's a very chatty, personable guy.
He would, of all the people on the Texans, he would be high up the power rankings of guys who would get into an Uber up front just to chit-chat with the driver, I would think, yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I'm in a Uber Black driver, I don't think I'm, I don't know, I wonder, I don't know how they decline a ride or not. Do you swipe left or right on a pickup from the court, from the jail?
I don't know. I've never been on the driver's side.
It's either a lawyer or a successful perp of some sort.
Yeah.
I might. If they're ordering Uber Black, then you're either going to get a lawyer or a guy who's done quite well for himself as a criminal.
It would say their it would have their name, right? I mean, they would see that. Jimmy, and he's got a 4.95 Uber rating. You know,
that's true.
Yeah. What do you think Jimmy Ward's Uber rating is? I bet it's pretty high.
I bet it's pretty high, but he's not going to bite his tongue when it comes to maybe if somebody's if the driver upsets him somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? A lot of times where I'm riding in an Uber and the driver says something where I'm like, I'm just going to let it go. I don't know. I disagree with this guy's views on something, but I'm not going to just, all right, yeah, sure.
Does that affect, not to get too far off the Jimmy Ward path, does that affect how you grade that driver on the 5-star scale if they said something?
It's hard for me to not give somebody a 5-star on Uber because those guys get knocked down hard for just any kind of a negative review.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty extreme. It's got to be like the guy is deliberately screwing up or just so stupid and not listening to any of my instructions or something, then I might give him a 4 or 3.
I don't think I've ever given a 2, a 3, or a 4. My reflex is just to go 5, but I've had like 1 or 2 really bad ones. They got a 1. Yeah. So I never go in between. Yeah.
All right. Now
back to Jimmy Ward.
Okay. All right.
Back to Jimmy Ward. Let's play this out here. I mean, we're not going to hear anything from the Texans until some details come out about this. I was thinking about this yesterday. A couple thoughts. If indeed this is something that affects Jimmy Ward's status with the team, that it's a good thing they traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a real lesson, Seth. When they traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'm like, that's an interesting pickup. I mean, they didn't give up anything for him. They gave up Kenyon Green, who wasn't in your plans anyways. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson's not cheap. I mean, he makes $9 or $10 million a year. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, boy, they've got Kalen Bullock. They've got Jimmy Ward. They've got Jalen Petrie, who is what he is but can play safety for you. That feels like you're really spending some money to strengthen a strength already for the team. But it's a real lesson. Like, you just never know what's going to happen, man. It's a good lesson in, like, it's sort of like a corollary of the best player available in the draft. Like when they drafted Blake Fisher last year, it was a little curious. Like, you got your 2 starting tackles, but then it turns out Blake Fisher has to play 7 games for you at the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's nice. I mean, it's still ideal if you have Jimmy Ward, depending on what happens and whoever knows. But I guess the one thing that from mini camp that I found exciting was the Texans being out there in dime with both Jalen Smith and Jalen Petrie on the field all together, plus 4 other defensive backs. You got 6 defensive backs on the field, all of whom have an appetite for violence.
Yeah.
Because the biggest, that's key. Because when you have, and apologies, I shouldn't use that term in this context, but aggressive football play.
Yeah.
Because when you're in dime, when you got 6 defensive backs on the field, your huge weakness is you tend to be very, very soft against the run. But when you've got that kind of mindset of players out there on the field, you can offset some of that. But, so you want as much depth as possible. And then with injuries, I mean, at various times in the last couple of years, you can see the moments when either, hey, because of depth issues at cornerback or in the safeties, you've had Okuda letting up a touchdown versus the Cowboys. You have 2 years ago, the Amari Cooper having 250 yards, largely because in one play you've got D'Angelo Ross taking his first snap at cornerback that season, and Jalen Petrie, a young safety, you know, not playing the appropriate spot there. So, veteran depth especially. It's one thing to have depth and potential with your backup cornerbacks, but just having veterans who know where to be when they have to step in, you can't undersell especially how important that can be towards the end of the season. And that would be a big blow from a football standpoint if Jimmy's not there.
If he's not there, and that's on the heels of Ronald Darby retiring a week ago. You know, that he was going to be your veteran corner after the top 2 guys, and Jimmy Ward was going to be, and still may be, your veteran safety after the top 2 guys. And there's a possibility now that both those guys could be gone, depending on how things play out with this Jimmy Ward situation. So I thought about that. If my calculations are right, I think this is the first arrest of the D'Amico Ryans era, if I'm not mistaken. I can't think of another one. The most recent Texans arrest before this, according to my Googling yesterday, was a running back named Darius Anderson, who
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Had the charges dropped, actually. He was arrested for theft at his girlfriend's house, and he ended up going on IR. He never played again for the Texans, but that was back in August of 2022. This is, I mean, if you're a longtime Texan fan, I'm not stating anything you don't already know. This is unfamiliar territory for the Texans to have a player in the crosshairs, especially for something like this. You know, there's different degrees of arrest, especially for something like this. And I would say, Seth, this one in particular, if indeed all the allegations are true, that this one's got to crush D'Amico Ryans a little bit. I mean, Jimmy Ward is kind of attached at the hip with D'Amico coming in here. That was their first free agent signing of the D'Amico Ryans era. You know, mm-hmm. D'Amico and Jimmy, you know, they went through the wars in San Francisco together. It's just, you know, he's been a captain both seasons that he's been here. Like, this one in particular has to be, I would say, if it plays out poorly for Jimmy Ward, has got to hit D'Amico Ryans a little bit differently than it might other players on the team, you know?
Yeah. The Texans, the most interesting arrest they've had, of their very few arrests, as you pointed out, they have got the lowest number of arrests in the NFL in the last couple decades.
Yeah.
Remember in 2015? I can't remember which player it was. It was a backup, like an extreme backup on the player, but somebody was trying to extort him. And they ended up, so he didn't get arrested, but they set up a sting. They met at a Denny's or something and ended up getting this guy on tape, basically giving himself up on an extortion plot.
I don't remember that. How do I not remember that? That would seem to be right up my alley. That's crazy.
It was the initial report was man arrested after alleged extortion plot targeted a Houston Texans.
Okay,
player.
I've got the whole list of arrests in front of me.
He was never arrested. The player was never arrested.
Oh, okay.
It was because this guy was arrested because he was trying to extort the player.
Oh, okay.
There's
yeah.
some photos of him smoking. Didn't know what he was smoking, but basically this guy had these pictures of a player doing something that might have been illicit. And the guy ended up calling Texan security, tried to sell the story to a local TV station.
Yeah.
He must have done all that. What a clown blackmailer if he actually had contacted the Texans, but then was like, hey, by the way, buddy, I'm going to extort you.
Yeah, dude, I wish I could react to this. I don't remember this at all. I that's wild. It's like it's a blank spot in my brain. My favorite.
Oh, they were going to do it. Oh, they were. The extortion was that they were threatening to show the pictures to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's coming back to me a little bit, but man, I must have been drunk that day. My favorite one on this list, I mean, it's a list of arrests, so I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but nobody got hurt except Ryan Griffin in this one, was when Ryan Griffin was arrested for punching out a window of a hotel in Nashville at the draft where the Texans were drafting multiple tight ends that year.
Yeah.
Can sit back and laugh about a little bit.
Supposedly it was unrelated, but man, it's hard to think that it didn't seep in there somehow.
Yeah.
Whatever state of agitation Ryan Griffin was in,
yeah.
whether he died, I think in your mind, you think, oh, he heard the news about them drafting the tight ends, and then he punches the window. It might have been that he was kind of agitated, and then when something happened, he just got tipped right over the
edge. It could be. It could be. I like
he was already agitated. Then somebody bumped into him or told him he had to leave a bar or something, and boom, that's what
happened. I like to think that they drafted Kahale Waring, and he walked over and blasted out a window. And it turns out he was right. He should have blasted out a window. Kahale Waring sucked. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. Astros win last night, but they may be losing one of their most important players. We'll circle back to the Jimmy Ward news. Oh, God, we got to get to this NFL news. Speaking of the crime blotter, Antonio Brown waking up to that news. Holy smokes. We'll get to that. You will not want to miss this headline. That is all coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.